Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Leviticus 14, and we have the law of cleansing of a leper as well as the law of cleansing of a home or a leprous house. One of the things that I have not mentioned that I will now is that leprosy was not just a specific one kind of leprosy. It does appear, especially when it gets into the house here, that it was whatever variety of diseases that may have existed as a result of some type of leprosy of the skin. And it seems to also even get into the idea of mold, not as much and then in that case in the human, but in the clothing or in the articles of a home or in the home or plaster itself. Being my former career was real estate, you know, mold is really a destructive thing. Nowadays, there's been so much gained knowledge in the area of mold, and there's companies that, you know, specifically get into restoring a home that has had mold problems. But I mean, there's even someone I know who's had health problems as a result of mold that they discovered then in their property. So mold in a home can be a dangerous thing. To remove it, there's now so many different products of technology as well as air purification systems and dryers and things that they do to replace that, you know, many properties can be restored. Praise the Lord for that. But there have been in, you know, the history of real estate, homes that have just been completely torn down because they had so much problems with mold. So it's interesting that we see this in God's word and that, you know, they would give a period of time to see what happened with the mold in a home. And if it was continuing to grow and they could not get it cleansed, then they would even destroy the home. And it's not really that different today. However, now we, you know, think of the technology and knowledge that we've gained in how to address those kinds of things. So the destruction of a home isn't as common, but it still does happen if it just gets too far, infected in the home, so to speak. So some of the things that I see that I think are quite glorious in this passage today regarding the leper is that, you know, God had a means of restoration. And I think that's really cool. You know, like, it's not like these lepers were just like left for dead. I mean, they were removed and they were separated because they were concerned about passing on health problems to the rest of to the rest of Israel. But there was a way that the priests would go in and reinspect. And then there was a way of making sure that they were healthy and then restoring them to the community again. So, you know, God didn't give up on them and had a means to. And then we see in the New Testament, we see Jesus, you know, regularly healing people of leprosy. What a beautiful thing that is. So God desires for our restoration. One of the things that is really cool is in the ceremony of Leviticus 14, when they were restored, they would bring sacrifices and offerings to the tabernacle, almost in a sense of cleansing them, consecrating them, setting themselves apart for God after the time of their leprosy was ended. But then there was even, and which was unusual in this particular sacrifice, there was a bird that would be part of the ceremony, and then the bird would be set free. And the bird being set free was like a symbol of the person who had struggled with leprosy being set free from the disease. What a beautiful thing that would be. Imagine, you know, I think I saw it on like a TV or something, a news the other day where like someone overcame cancer, right? And sometimes in the hospital, they'll have like a gong bell. Like when you are deemed to be free of cancer and that was your last treatment, you hit this celebratory gong bell in the hospital to kind of be like, ha, praise God, you know, I finished my treatments and I'm free. I'm going home and, you know, I right now don't have any cancer in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's like a celebration. And this sacrifice that was given with the bird being set free, what a glorious thing that would be. Imagine being removed from the community because of your leprosy being cured, bringing these sacrifices to God, really in honor of God too, that you've been cleansed, and then watching this bird go free on your behalf and realizing you're now free again to join the community, like that would be a glorious thing, you know? So I know sometimes probably reading through this, I mean, that was a long chapter, right, with a lot of detail, but there is some real beauty in it. God's restoring people to health and restoring them back to the community, and he's doing it through sacrifice and through celebration. So that's where I'd like to leave it today. Praise God for his restoration of people who, even who have leprosy, how they can come back to the community. And you know what? No matter what we've done in our past, God has a means back for us. Through Jesus, through the cross, there is forgiveness. And let's celebrate the fact that God has made us part of his family, even though we have had sometimes some things in our past we regret. God has restored us to the family of God. And what a celebration that is. Hallelujah. God bless you all.